Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, recent remarks and recent revelations point to an investigation needed for Chinese Communist Party interference in Canadian politics and Canadian elections. Specifically, there are pieces of intelligence that emerged from the Canadian Security Intelligence Service to the newspapers, Globe News and Globe and Mail. I learned from Conrad Black, my correspondent, who writes about this in the National Post. These point to an investigation needed about how the level of Chinese interference and whether it touched on the successful Liberal Party and Justin Trudeau himself. That straightforwardly does not surprise. The reputation of the People's Republic of China is interfering wherever they can with money, with influence peddling, with bullying, all across Oceania. And Canada is no exception, has no particular defense that the U.S. doesn't have Chinese interference here. However, Conrad, a very good evening to you. Your careful column in the National Post presents a surprise to me that the Prime Minister, when speaking of these matters, this is before he appoints a special rapporteur, now named David Johnston, to investigate these suspicions. The Prime Minister's response was strange and off the center and surprisingly defensive. Were you surprised by that, Conrad? Good evening to you.
Yeah, good evening to you, John. I was a bit, I must say. See, I'm almost surprised when a capable office holder makes completely unnecessary mistakes. And I think this is what happened here. I mean, nobody is suggesting that the Prime Minister himself was personally influenced by the Chinese, or that he, for example, received a bribe or something. No one's suggesting that. And so he had plenty of room to separate himself from what was objected to legitimately. And what he was warned about, obviously, early on in his time as prime minister, that the Chinese were trying to help in the funding of certain candidates and influence politics in various districts of the country and just generally gain an influence in a way that any sovereign country would consider to be improper and not tolerable. And he could have moved earlier, and I'm surprised that he didn't. And it just festered until, as happens in democracies, leaks from annoyed people sworn to silence get into the media, and you can't deny it anymore. And the question arises, what has the Prime Minister been doing for the last 7 years about this? And it's just, you know, it's not that the Chinese are doing it. That's not a surprise. We know the nature of the Chinese regime. They have their own methods, which are not particularly rules based, to advance their interests. And we know the nature of the Chinese government and the governing party in China. That's not a surprise. It's not a surprise they would try and do something in Canada. They covet Canadian resources, and we have an extensive economic relationship with that country. But it is surprising that the Canadian government would be so incompetent in dealing with this and just allow these provocations to continue until finally the whole thing blows up and severely embarrasses the government, and particularly the head of the government. Now, I will say that I think he's regained some ground by naming Dave Johnson as the so-called rapporteur. I think that's an absurd title because it It's, you know, a rapporteur is a recording secretary in an international meeting, not a, an investigator or, you know, the, you could find another word, a royal commissioner or something like that, which sounds a little more authoritative. I mean, in fact, he's not, as I understand the role given to him, a rapporteur who just reports things in a replicative way. He has the authority to investigate it into what happened and to make an absolutely candid revelation of it. I've known David Johnson for many years, and there is not to make a terrible pun, there's not a great rapport between us, but he is a substantial person and an honest man, and I'm sure he will do a very thorough job, do it efficiently, and do it quickly. And I think the appointment of a person of that stature does start Justin Trudeau on the way back upwards in public esteem on this issue. And it shouldn't be a major league problem, but the issue is, why was it allowed to fester for 7 years? I pointed out in the column you graciously referred to that the Chinese, through industrial sabotage, stole everything that Northern Telecom, a great company, one of the greatest Canadian companies and a huge company in Tennessee that had a very extensive operation in Nashville, providers of telephone equipment. They stole everything from them, and that's the basis of Huawei. And we just rolled over like poodles. We didn't do anything about it. We never even made a complaint to the Chinese about what they were doing.
The surprise to me, as you reveal in your column, is that the Prime Minister was not only defensive, that's a very careful word, but he appeared to go on the attack, accusing others of prejudice because they would investigate Chinese interference.
There are these aspects to Justin that do dismay us a bit. I mean, in a previous column that we talked about in this, in this regular section that we have, I commented on his tendency to bring in complete red herrings in defense of his own behavior. And one was, if you recall, the incident, the very widely publicized, well-known in the United States incident last year, a convoy of truckers crossing the country to complain about COVID regulation. And hundreds of miles away from Ottawa, they hadn't even, you know, they were hundreds of miles away. They hadn't arrived. He started describing them as misogynists and homophobes and so on. I mean, he didn't know anything about these people. There was, by the way, it would be completely irrelevant if they were to the issue that was at stake. But there was no evidence for it. It is, in fact, false. And what did he do it for? It's just, you know, it's as if your reflex is to accuse someone else of bigotry. I mean, that's not an answer. When espionage has been conducted, it doesn't really matter if the people alleging that it's been conducted are bigots. In fact, there is no evidence of that. But it wouldn't matter if they were. The issue is the espionage.
And it was the revelations from his own Canadian Security Intelligence Service. That gives it a great deal of weight. I'm presuming the Prime Minister, as you say, he's regained his balance, now understands his charge by the people is to supervise the transparency of these allegations and put them to rest.
Yeah, absolutely. It's our own pallid reflection of the controversies you've had in recent years of the FBI undermining the administration. I mean, it's a little bit like that, except that my impression is the FBI has behaved improperly. Here, CSIS, the equivalent, the Canadian Security Investigation Service, they're just doing their jobs, and they're frustrated that their reports were not acted upon.
And what we have now is an investigation underway. We just have 30 seconds. Do you expect to have results by summertime? Is that an adequate timeline to your understanding?
I would say there's a good chance of that. I think the country would start to become impatient if we hadn't heard anything by September. And I would have confidence in David Johnson to get to the bottom of it quickly. He will not be put off. He has a clear mandate. He's certainly capable of conducting an inquiry very effectively. And he knows what needs to be done, and he'll do it.
Conrad Black for the National Post. I'm John Nash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.